What it means to be a sloth. Chapter 7, Gravity and the Skeleton. If we look for the embodiment of fixed form in the organ systems of a mammal, then we come to the skeleton. The bony skeleton gives the mammal its basic form and is the solid anchor for all movement. The limb bones develop their final form in relation to both gravity and their own usage. An injured quadruped mammal will lose bone substance in the leg it is not using, which does not carry any weight. Conversely, in the other three limbs, bone matter is laid down to compensate for the increase in weight carried and muscular stress. The sloth has a special relation to gravity. As mentioned earlier, the limbs hold the hanging body. They do not carry it. The sloth gives itself over to gravity rather than resisting it and living actively within it via its skeletal system. A sloth kept on the ground in a box developed raw feet from the unaccustomed pressure. The other pole in relation to gravity is represented by hoofed mammals like deer, horses, or giraffes. By virtue of their skeletal architecture, they can relax their muscles and even sleep while standing. Their legs are solid, stable columns that carry the body's weight. See Figure 4. In contrast, the sloth has very loose limb joints. In his detailed study of the limbs of the two-toed sloth, Frank Mendel points out how unusual the poorly reinforced and extremely lax joint capsules are. This anatomical peculiarity allows a wide range of limb movement and is connected with the fact that the joints are not subject to compression as they are in weight-bearing limbs. Through clinging and hanging, the joints of a sloth are being continually stretched. Similarly, the sloth has a flexible, curved spine. The hoofed mammal, in contrast, has a stiff, straight spine, from which the rib cage and internal organs of the torso are suspended. A deer would be as ungainly in a tree as a sloth is on the ground. This contrast is mirrored in the teeth. Hoofed mammals have deeply rooted, very hard teeth with ridges of enamel that withstand the toughness of grass. Enamel is the hardest substance an animal can produce, and as already mentioned, sloth teeth have no enamel coating. In addition, more than in other mammals, the form and chewing surfaces of the sloth's teeth are sculptured during usage. Since sloth teeth acquire their individual characteristics through wear, it is very difficult to distinguish the young of one genus from those of another based upon shape or location of dentition. In other mammals, especially the grazers, the teeth are preformed with all their crown cusps and ridges before they erupt. The sloth's teeth emerge as simple cones and take on a characteristic form in the course of life. The sloth is, in this sense, formed from the outside. In a related way, we see this tendency in its coloring, which arises not only from hair pigmentation, but also through algae from the surroundings. Similarly, its temperature varies with the ambient temperature. From a different vantage point, we can say, incorporating solidity and stability into the skeleton allows a quadruped mammal to live actively within gravitational forces. In giving itself over to gravity, the sloth incorporates inertia. We see inertia in its movements and digestion. The sloth is a bit like the clump of leaves or the algae-covered tree trunk it outwardly resembles.